This is Rabbi Nissan L. Brun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey. We are recording for Friday, March 22nd, 2024. We begin Chaf Aleph Amud Beis 21b, the first section. It's the black text, and starting with a brand new Mishnah. Okay, so the Gemara says as well, the Mishnah says as follows. Al Shnei Chodashim, for 2 months, Mechalalin Es HaShabbos. Right, for 2 months of the year, the people coming to testify, right, about the moon, right, the new moon, the position, etc., they saw it. They can be Mechal al Shabbos, and that is al Nisan ve al Tishrei. Right, that's for Nisan and Tishrei, obvious why, right? Shebehen Shluchin Yotzin L'Suria, and that month also. Messengers go out all the way to Syria, all the way to Syria. Uvahen mitachden es hamoados. Right there, you have all of the yamim tovim. Right in Tishrei, you have Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and Nisan, you have Pesach. And then, since you're counting from Pesach to Shavuos, you're getting Shavuos also. Now, ukshahaya beis hamigdash kayim, when the beis hamigdash stood, so then mechalan af al kulan. Mipnei takanas ha-korban, right, this we saw before, right, when the Beis HaMikdash stood, you'd be Mechal Shabbos for every month, because every month has a Rosh Chodesh with a special, right, with a special korban of Rosh Chodesh, a Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, when the Beis HaMikdash stood, so you went every month. So now the Gemara says, wait a minute, al shtei chodashim v'sulo, right, it says, on 2 months we're Mechal Shabbos, because on 2 months, the messengers go out. Only on 2 months the messengers go out. Reminu, right? We learned earlier al shisha chadashim ashluchin yotzim, right? It's for 6 months that the messengers go out, right? They go out and then they go out for Chanukah. They go out for this. They go out for the fast days. They go out for all these different months. So they go out for 6 months. So Amar Abai, Abai says no hachikamar al kulan shluchin yotzim mi ba'erev, right? For the other months, once it's clear. Right, that it's going to be Rosh Chodesh, so they can go out the night before, right? Either because it's the 31st day is Rosh Chodesh, that's, you know, once you get to that point, or because it's so clear that the moon is out and, you know, you see what you got to see. But on Nisan the Al Tishrei, on Nisan and Tishrei, Ad Shi Yishmu Umi Beis Din Mekudosh. They do not go out until they hear the Beis Din sanctify the month. Right? That's why Nisan and Tishrei are indeed different. And Tanya Nami Hacha, we have a brisa that says the same thing. Al Kulan Yotzin Mi Ba'erev. On all the other months, they go out at night, the messengers. Al Nisan Ve Al Tishrei. For Nisan and Tishrei, the messengers do not go out. Ad Shi Yishmu Mi Beis Din Mekudosh, until they hear Beis Din say the word Mekudosh, that the month is sanctified. It's a new month. Now, Tana Rabbanan, so the rabbis want to know, Minayin Shemechal Alein Es HaShabbos. How do you know that you can violate Shabbos? You can leave the Tchum, you can get in your car. No, they didn't have cars, but right, they would, right, leaving the Tchum, the 2,000 amos around the city, is a deoraisa. Right, if you're getting from your town to go to the Beis Din, you're going to violate that. So how do you know that that's much? Tama Lomar, right, we learn from the Pasuk, Ela Moade Hashem, Asher Tikru'u Osam B'Moadam. Right, these are the festivals that you call out in their time, right? And that is the directive, and that allows us to override Shabbos. So now, right, Gemara says, well, wait a minute. Yachol, possibly, maybe, Kishem Shemichalalin, Ad She Yiskachu, just like you can be Mechalal Shabbos. Until the month is sanctified, i.e., if you have testimony to get the month sanctified, you can travel and violate Shabbos. Kach michalalin ad sheyiskaimu. So too, you can be michalal Shabbos until the festivals, right, Moadam, are actually observed. What does that mean? That means that not only could the witnesses come via chilul Shabbos, maybe the messengers can go out via chilul Shabbos as well. But we know that's not true. Talmud Lomar comes the right, and the next inference from that pasuk, Asher Tikru'u Osam, right, that you call them out in their time, Al Kriyasam, on the calling of the time, on the Kiddush Atamachala, you can violate, But you cannot be mechal al Shabbos for the observance, right? For the observance in the proper time, and therefore the messengers do not go out on Shabbos. That concludes our learning for today and this week. Please come back and join me on actually Tuesday. I guess we're getting Shushan Purim off. Join me on Tuesday. Thank you.